This morning, the California Water Institute at Fresno State helps us to better understand the importance of cover crops in part one of a two-part report.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring how cover crops are helping Central Valley farmers adapt to water limits while improving soil and sustainability. Cover crops might sound like a simple idea. Plants grown between cash crops to protect and nourish the soil. But in California, they're taking on a new meaning as we face the twin pressures of water scarcity and climate change. Historically, California's farmers have relied on winter irrigation to grow forage crops like wheat during the cooler months. But under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, many growers, especially in critically overdrafted basins, are now restricted in how much groundwater they can pump during the off-season. That's forcing a tough choice: leave fields fallowed or find new ways to get the most out of limited water. Enter cover crops, not just for soil health, but as a strategic water management tool. Here at Fresno State's University Agricultural Lab, the California Water Institute is partnering with the Public Policy Institute of California and USDA NEFA to answer a critical question. How can we grow winter forage with minimal water while maintaining or even improving soil health? The team is running a two-year field experiment using two native forage species planted at three different times in the fall. We're comparing fully rained plots, what we call dry land farming, to those with just a few inches of supplemental irrigation, simulating what might be available under SGMA constraints. But it's more than just growing plants. We're collecting data on biomass production, water use, weed pressure, and changes in soil nitrogen levels for both surface and deeper soil layers. That means measuring not just what's happening above the ground, but what's happening below. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org. And again, part two of this topic will air next week.